Enabling Future Generations While Honoring Our Past by Eugene Coulter. One of the highlights of our annual state convention is the presentation of scholarships to students. Over the years, the program has grown from a time when we scraped together $500 for the scholarship program, and that was at times split between two winners, to today when we grant thousands of dollars to worthy students. These scholarships are now given to honor beloved Missouri federations from our past, help enable our future generations to achieve their educational goals. As time goes by, fewer and fewer of us are around that remember the wonderful people for whom these scholarships are named. Currently, two scholarships are given in memory of past federationists. They are the John and Rhoda Dower Scholarship and the Mary Lou Hinges Scholarship. Mary Lou was a member of the Columbia chapter for approximately 10 years after losing her sight later in life. She was a very active member of the chapter, along with her husband Cletus, known by his friends as Cleet. She was proud of her role as homemaker and was a wonderful role model to all who knew her. She was a very humble and dignified woman. When she died in December of 1989, Cletus donated the seed money for the scholarship to be given annually from the Missouri affiliate and funded by the Columbia chapter. The scholarship was to be awarded to a blind female pursuing a degree in home economics or a related field. To be sure that the scholarship was awarded as often as possible, the home economics requirement was later removed. Cletus, who was sighted, remained active in the chapter for over a decade until his death, but he had insisted that the scholarship remain only in his wife's name. It is with great pride that the Columbia chapter has awarded nearly $15,000 in scholarships in memory of Mary Lou. John and Rhoda Dower, a blind couple from St. Louis, were instrumental in the founding of the original St. Louis chapter as well as the growth of the Missouri affiliate. John had his own insurance business while Rhoda kept the home fires burning. In the 1970s, he served as president of the Missouri affiliate. During his term, the affiliate expanded from two chapters to at least a half a dozen, and we worked on major legislation including the White Cane Law, which was the first civil rights law for blind persons in Missouri. He championed insurance reform to allow blind persons to obtain insurance without any additional cost or special riders. As for Rhoda, she was with him every step of the way and was a wonderful leader in her own right. She was known for putting on the best hospitality suites and being a very gracious host. She made everyone feel at home. Both of them always took time to educate the next generation on the issues facing blind persons and making all feel welcome and important. When John passed away, the state convention unanimously passed a resolution renaming what had been called the Achievement Award to the John Dower Scholarship. When Rhoda passed away a couple of years later, the state affiliate scholarships were renamed the John and Rhoda Dower Scholarships as they were a truly dynamic team. It is important to appreciate our past while looking to the future because without the hard work of those who came before us, we would not have their shoulders to stand upon. John, Rhoda, Cletus, and Mary Lou's contributions should not be forgotten, and these scholarships are one way to remember their dedication to the Federation.